With Captain Oliver and a squad of Information Bureau officers and clerks to help, Sharp labored day and night for nearly a week at Appomattox Courthouse, compiling personnel lists and processing paroles for Lee's army, which they estimated totaled more than 26,000. It became a difficult job, he discovered. Lee's force had become so disorganized in the final days of the war, his officers did not have a clear picture of who was in their ranks. Adding to the confusion, many rebels who had deserted the battlefield began showing up when they heard about the benefits offered by the parole. Sharp also became quickly disgusted by some of Lee's commanders, who pocketed their paroles and rode home, leaving their men and subordinate officers without advice or assistance, he wrote. Many in the rank and file came to appreciate Sharp and his officers, who took care of them better than their supposedly chivalrous generals who deserted them. After he finished, Sharp packed the stacks of parole records into a wagon and with Oliver rode back to City Point. Lee had signed passes for them to travel through Confederate ranks unmolested. A rebel colonel Sharp had paroled joined them on the ride back. Sharp enjoyed his company. When they arrived at Grant's sprawling headquarters off the James River, with American flags fluttering over a number of tents, tears welled up in the rebels' eyes. "After all, General Sharp, there is only one flag," the colonel said. At City Point, Sharp and Oliver transferred the boxes of records to a steamer and sailed back to Washington. On the voyage, Sharp still longed to return to his old unit. He had been offered a more prestigious brigade command, but turned it down. Though he had reached Grant's inner circle, Sharp told his uncle he did not intend to remain permanently away from the regiment.